You in the precious name of Christ again this morning. It's a privilege to be gathered in the house of the Lord. How many of you have given a blessing to someone else this morning, verbally or otherwise? Often when we meet each other, we greet each other and we say, "The Lord bless you, God bless you," sometimes just "bless you," and we sort of shorten it, and sometimes we say it without really thinking, what are we doing? It's just sort of the thing to do, and we don't give it too much thought. There are several different definitions for a blessing from the dictionary. One of them is to invoke divine care for. In other words, we are asking God to care for someone when we say, "God bless you, the Lord bless you." Another definition is to praise, glorify, or to speak well of. Sometimes we say, "I bless you for doing this." Probably falls into that category. I commend you for it. Then there's one definition that says to hallow with the sign of the cross, and I don't think we would come in that category when we use it. It's probably more from a Catholic background. And another one is to confer prosperity or happiness upon. And mine went to the blessing in the Old Testament of Isaac to Jacob, where the birthright was passed on to the eldest son, typically the eldest son. And you know, it conferred prosperity to the firstborn. He got a double portion. A bit what started me thinking about blessing was recently in my personal devotions, I came across the Aaronic benediction found in Numbers 6. And I'll be reading several verses here. Numbers 6, verses 22 through 27. This was the way that Aaron was supposed to bless the children of Israel, and it's directed by God on what he was supposed to say in blessing the children of Israel. Numbers 6, verse 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." I don't think we can improve on that blessing. It's a wonderful thing, just wishing someone the Lord's blessing, that the Lord would keep them, that his face would shine on them, that the Lord would be gracious to them, the Lord would lift up his countenance upon the person, and to give his peace. I don't know how to improve on that one. It's a wonderful benediction that God instructed for Aaron to give to the children of Israel. I'd like to look briefly at Leviticus 9, where Aaron functions as the high priest, and he's offering on behalf of the people, and when the offering is finished, then he pronounces a blessing on the children of Israel. Now remember, a priest is sort of the mediator. He represents the people to God, but it's also sort of reversed, and he represents God to the people. And so keep that in mind as I read this portion. Leviticus chapter 9, starting in verse 15. "And he brought the people's offering, and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it, and offered it for sin as the first. And he brought the burnt offering, and offered it according to the manner. And he brought the meat offering, and took an handful thereof, and burned it upon the altar, beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He slew also the bullock and the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings, which was for the people. And Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled upon the altar round about. and the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump, and that which covereth the inwards, and the kidneys, and the caul above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breasts, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the breasts and the right shoulder Aaron waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. And he did these offerings to the Lord, and now it's coming back, and the Lord is working through Aaron to bless the people. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them. And I imagine in that blessing, he used these words that were given in Numbers chapter 6. And blessed them and came down from offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. I just like that picture of Aaron taking the offering for the people to God. And it comes back, and Aaron blesses the people. And it hath the Lord's approval in 24, where fire came out from the Lord and consumed the altar. It was a sign of God's approval. And the people, I don't know what kind of shout it was. Was it a shout of amazement, astonishment? But we see a typical response when people see the glory of the Lord. There's a falling down on their face. In Deuteronomy 10, verse 8, as well a few other passages, it talks specifically about Aaron and the priesthood, that they were to stand before the Lord to minister unto him and to bless in the name of the Lord. And in 1 Chronicles 23:13, there it says that they're supposed to do it continually. Just read that verse. It says, the sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. And Aaron was separated that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever. And so how do we, when we say, I bless you, the Lord bless you, what are we really saying? Does anyone care to give a definition of what am I saying when I bless someone or when you bless someone? How would you define it? Wishing someone well, okay? Good. Anyone else? Okay. I noticed frequently in Scripture in Old Testament times when we give a blessing, the soul is connected. Like Psalm 103, where it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And when Isaac was conferring his blessings on his sons, he said, you know, go hunt, get the venison so that my soul may bless thee. Well, what is the soul? Well, often we say it's the mind, emotions, the will. We could say it's a blessing from our inner being, I think would be a way of saying it. I think it's proper to verbalize a blessing, but how does the soul bless people? How does the soul bless God? Is it not by surrendering our will, our mind, and emotions to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? You know, when we verbalize a blessing and the soul is not in subjection to the Lordship of Christ, is that really a blessing? It's one of those things where I think actions speak louder than words. If our actions don't match the blessing, then I don't think it's a real blessing to the Lord. And so I think as we surrender our will to the Lord, it blesses the Lord. in Psalm 34, it's another scripture that sort of connects the blessing with the soul. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Now, there are other places where it refers to blessing the Lord and so on, where it doesn't refer to the soul, but I found it interesting that frequently it connects with our soul blessing the Lord. We have been blessed as a family already when people give things. Sometimes it has been food. Sometimes it has been clothing. Their children have grown out of them and hand them on to us. And you know, those are actions that are a blessing. Now, if people would just say, I bless you, and no actions, well, which one speaks the loudest, the actions or the words? To me, the actions is what really stands out in blessing people. And so I would encourage us, as a body, let's be a blessing to each other in our relationships, by our actions, by having good thoughts towards people. And I think when we do that, that goes a long way. And again, I think it's also proper to verbalize that blessing on people. It's a good thing. So let's be a blessing to the Lord and a blessing to each other. I'd like to just simply close with reading the blessing that was instructed in number 6. And I would like to apply this to us as a congregation. I just invite you to bow your heads as I read this blessing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Thank you, Dwight, for sharing those thoughts. I can say that I have already been blessed this morning by being here. Several announcements for the Sunday school hour. First, maybe that Joseph Hirschberger and his class are scheduled to go to George Compton's. And I'd like to welcome all the visitors that are here, if there are some.